Going to the movies has been a favorite pastime since the dawn of film, but Hollywood studios expect to stop printing movies on actual film before the end of this year. They're switching over to a digital format, which requires all new equipment, and the cost of the transition is proving prohibitive for some small Wyoming theaters. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez filed this report.
So they come in on these. These are the reels that they come in on. Then we take the film off of the reels and we put it on the platter. And so this particular movie was 7 reels.
Edie Rawlings owns the Ritz Entertainment Center in Thermopolis. She's unpacking the reels of the Oscar-winning Lincoln from a pair of boxes in the projection room at her single-screen movie theater. Like a handful of other theaters in Wyoming, the Ritz still shows movies on good old-fashioned 35mm film. Rawlings says she has to wait until after bigger first-run theaters use the reels before she can get them, and reels are getting scarcer.
We still have movies out there, but once Fuji quits making 35mm film, then there won't be any movies available until we turn to digital.
It's a lot cheaper for Hollywood studios to make digital copies of a movie and send them around the country on tiny hard drives than to print and ship enormous and finite film reels. Some people argue that digital offers better sound and picture quality, too. Big theaters started switching out their film setups for digital about 10 years ago. According to industry estimates, about 85% of theaters in North America have digital systems now, and so they're getting ready to stop producing movies on film. But Edie Rawlings has a problem with this.
Well, we have to have a digital projector, we have to have a new screen, we have to have a new sound system. We have to basically change everything. And what that means to us is between $65,000 and $70,000.
She says it's money she doesn't have. Some theaters, however, did get help. Bill Campbell owns the Centennial Theater in Sheridan and converted to digital 2.5 years ago. He took advantage of a deal offered by the Cinema Buying Group. Under the virtual print fee rollout arrangement, studios use the money they saved from discontinuing reel printing to help pay for participating theaters to switch to digital systems. Campbell says it covered about 85% of his transition costs, but a lot of small theaters didn't qualify for assistance and were left to fend for themselves. Campbell says that was a short-sighted decision.
The people in the small towns, when they go to college and then move on to other places, if they're not in the habit of going to movies when they're young, they're not going to be in the habit of going to them when they're older, having jobs in big cities. And so it's important to keep the movie-going experience alive for everybody in the nation.
Many small theaters break even or make a small profit, but not enough for a one-time equipment upgrade of tens of thousands of dollars. A number of communities around Wyoming have pulled together to raise money for their theaters' changeovers. The nonprofit Laramie Film Society is dedicated to preserving Laramie's historic Wyo Theater and bringing critically acclaimed movies to the spring and fall film series there instead of the lucrative blockbusters that play in a first-run theater across town. The owners of the Wyo declined to comment for this story, but Film Society President Anna Barbier says her group has a plan to help cover the transition.
What we're throwing around is applying for different grants, doing a Kickstarter campaign. That's probably where the majority of the money is going to come from. We've looked at different theaters. There are theaters throughout the country that are doing a similar thing, and some have been more successful than others.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth from this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
That's good. Thank you.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived.
It's a good turnout for a Tuesday night at the Ritz Theater in Thermopolis. Moviegoers sit in the dark, munching popcorn and watching Daniel Day-Lewis pull off an impressive performance as Abraham Lincoln. Little flecks and squiggles from imperfections on the 35mm film dance across his face. Thermopolis resident Pauline Denton says she and her girlfriends come to the movies every Tuesday. Aside from bars, she says the Ritz is a major gathering place in the small town.
As far as high schoolers, this is it. They go to the show either Friday night or Saturday night. It's one or the other. Because we don't have anything else to offer them. We really don't.
Ritz owner Edie Rawlings says they've raised about $13,000 of the $65,000 they need to switch to digital. She says efforts to secure grants and loans have fallen apart, and she's hoping a big donor will come along soon. For now, the film reels are still coming, and the old projector is still busy every night. Until that changes, she says, she isn't going to come up with a plan B. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.